It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Nearly 99% of Denver City employees have submitted proof of COVID-19 vaccination or received an approved exemption. Employees had until last week to comply with the city's vaccine mandate. About 650 people got exemptions for religious or medical reasons. They have to wear a mask at work and get tested every 5 days. Hundreds of people gathered on the steps of the Colorado State Capitol Saturday to protest the new abortion ban in Texas. That law took effect last month and can prohibit abortions after 6 weeks into a pregnancy. It also gives private citizens the ability to sue providers and people who aid those seeking abortions. Jefferson County Public Schools is cutting bus routes and cafeteria services because of a staffing shortage. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
A national bus driver shortage has left the district short 80 drivers, about 30% of its fleet. The district says it's cutting about 19 routes starting today, mainly in the Evergreen and Arvada areas. There are also staffing shortages in the nutrition department. Schools with no or only one kitchen staff will serve pre-made meal kits or individually wrapped items. Nationwide food supply shortages are also plaguing school districts. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Charlie Burrell, one of the first black musicians to play in an American symphony orchestra, turns 101 today. Denverite's Kevin Beatty spent some time with him.
Oh, this is definitely one of the benches that I think it still remembers me.
When he was young, Charlie Burrell played in an orchestra here at Red Rocks Amphitheater. But he also had a day job, painting thousands of seats at the historic venue.
It took me 3 months, but I did it.
His connection to Red Rocks is one reason he was inducted to the Colorado Music Hall of Fame. Breaking the color barrier and his place as one of Denver's most acclaimed jazz musicians are other reasons. Until this weekend, Burrell had yet to see his face in the Hall of Fame. To celebrate his birthday, his family drove him up to Morrison to sit on one of those old benches and hear him tell his story.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
There's more news at CPR.org. This is CPR News.